glad to be together again today.
非常高兴又能够在一起。
To impart faith and vision.
来这个分享这个信心, 传递这个信心跟意向给你们。
To increase our ability to impact our city and our nation.
增加我们的能力来, 带给我们的城市跟我们的国家一个影响力。
And today we're talking about marketplace ministry.
我们今天要讲到职场的恩膏。
And that is the plan that God has to use you in business to change your city or your nation. Now we talked about that some a week ago. But it's still a new concept to certain people. It's not a new concept to most of us. But still, some that we talk to won't understand where we're coming from. So it's always important to build a foundation in our lives. So even if there's something that you already know, we need to go back and reestablish that so that we can carry it.
我们去要回去复习一下，使我们能够再进去进行。And
because we always want to be ready to give an answer for that which is within us.
我们就是随时随刻都要准备好，能够回答那所有问我们的人。Amen.
Amen. Is everybody happy today?
Oh, yeah.
每个人都很高兴吗？
You look happy.
你们看起来很。我看到突破来到。That
I know is going to come.
我知道会将会来到。
See, it's not something you do one time.
并不是只有一次做而已。
And think it's over.
然后就想说这一次就完成了。
But we continue until we get breakthrough.
我们一直持续的坚定的持续的祷告，直到突破来到。
If you have someone that you love very much.
如果你爱一个人的话。
And you want to tell them about Jesus.
如果你要告诉他们耶稣。
You don't just tell them once and then leave it.
你不只是跟他们分享一次就离开了。
You keep telling them until they respond.
你要继续不断地跟他们分享，直到他们有回应。
You figure out a new way.
要想出一个新的方式来。
A new illustration.
或者新的例子。
New words to use.
新的话语来跟他们分享。
And you keep waiting for that right moment.
等到成熟的那时刻来临。
Because you know at a certain moment,
你知道当那个时刻来临的时候,
the word of the Lord is going to take root.
神的话就会建立一个很好的根基,
and bring forth a harvest.
就会带出一个丰收。
So now we do the same with our business.
所以我们同样也可以用在我们的职场上。
We just continue asking the Lord to break through on the behalf of our business.
我们就来到神面前，为着我们的公司、我们的职场来求神来赐给一个突破。
Wow, you said a lot there. is he helping my message to make it better?
Yes.
Yeah, he's very faithful. Hallelujah. See, I do enough work in Spanish-speaking countries that I've learned enough Spanish to know if my translator is telling the truth.
我在西班牙常常去西班牙国家去讲道，然后因为去接触这么多的西班牙国家呢，常常听我的西班牙这个翻译帮我翻译，我学了很多的翻译，所以我知道他到底翻对还是错的。 OK， 他在学中文啊。
I don't know if he's telling the truth, but I know he's saying more than I am. But I trust you fully, my friend. Besides that, everybody here is going to keep you on track. Okay, let's open our Bibles to Luke chapter
19.
Luke 19 is one of those places in the Bible. Jesus talks to us about business. In fact, Jesus talks a lot about business. But sometimes we don't see it. So we need to start reading the Bible through what I call workplace glasses.
所以我们用一个另外一个角度来看，用一个这个职场的眼光来看这个圣经。
I want to bring about an understanding that God cares about the place where you work.
让你们了解说，神他也是很关心你所工作的地方，你的职场的地方。
If you think about it, God God gave work to man even before he gave him a family.
你想的话, 仔细想的话, 在神还没有给人一个家庭之前, 他先给他们一个工作。
We know how high a priority family is in God's economy.
知道说在神的眼中, 家庭是何等的重要。
But he gave man work
他也给人工作,
as the very first thing.
第一件事是给人工作。
So we want to make sure that we are covering our work.
所以我们要确定我们有关注到我们的工作。
Good afternoon, my friend. How are you? Glad to see you. Okay, Luke 19.
路加福音第19章,
now, to get into the story,
要到还没进入这个故事之前呢,
which is a parable that starts in verse 11,
在第11节开始讲到这个比喻,
I want to give you the context.
我让你们了解这个背景。
In this particular case, Jesus is coming to the city of Jericho.
这段经节讲到耶稣进了耶利哥,
and I want you to put yourself in the story.
我要把你好像放在这个故事当中的那个人一样,
so I want you to imagine that Jesus is coming to your city.
我要让你们想象, 好比说耶稣进到你们的城市里面,
he's going to come and walk into the city where you live.
他要进入到, 走进到你的城市里面,
where would he go if he came to your city?
若他来到你们城市当中, 你想,
who would he meet with?
他会去跟谁见面?
Who would he have dinner with?
他会跟谁在一起吃晚餐呢?
Who would he fellowship with?
他会跟谁在一起团契呢?
Where would he spend this time?
他会跟花时间跟谁在一起呢?
Very interesting when we read this story.
非常有趣的, 当我们看到这,
to see who it is that Jesus visits when he comes to town.
看到说耶稣他跟谁在一起?
Now I notice here, and I'm starting back actually in Luke chapter 18.
我开始之前还要再提到, 路加福音第18章,
this is where Jesus comes into the city.
这是耶稣进到这个城里面,
so starting in verse 35 of Luke 18.
从路加福音18章35节开始,
it says that Jesus came near to Jericho.
耶稣将近耶利哥的时候,
and while he came near, there was a man sitting by the road that was begging.
有一个瞎子坐在路旁讨饭,
so the blind man was sitting by the road.
所以这个瞎子坐在路旁,
he couldn't see what was going on.
他看不见发生什么事情,
but he could hear it.
但是他可以听得到,
so it tells us in verse 36 that he heard the multitude passing.
所以这告诉我们说, 第36节说, 他听见许多人经过, 就问是什么事。
He said, what does it mean?
他就问到底是什么,
and they told him that Jesus was coming by.
所以他们告诉他说耶稣进到这要经过这个地方。
And so he cried out in verse 38,
所以第38节就说, 他就呼叫说,
Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me.
大卫的子孙耶稣啊, 可怜我吧。
I love the way this man gets into the action.
我很喜欢这个人就进入这个, 这个行动里面, 这个活动里面,
even though he cannot see,
虽然说他看不见,
as soon as he heard Jesus was coming,
当他一听到耶稣来的时候,
he began to cry out to him,
马上就呼喊出来,
have mercy on me.
大卫的子孙,
now it says that those who were with Jesus told the man to be quiet.
所以这告诉我们说,这里在跟,在那里的人就责备他,
but it says he cried out all the more.
但是他越叫越大声,
he could not be stopped.
他没有办法停下来。
Now I want you to put yourself in the story.
哇,你想象好比你就在这个故事里面,
Jesus comes into your city.
耶稣进到你的城市里面,
you're with him.
你与耶稣一起,
you're already a follower of Jesus.
你已经是耶稣的门徒,
so you're coming into town.
你跟着他一起走进这个城里面,
we've got an agenda.
他有一个目的,
we've got a program.
有一个目的,
we've got a schedule.
有一个节目,
we got to make sure that Jesus gets there on time. He's walking down the street, and somebody starts yelling, Jesus, come over here. Come here and help me. Now watch what the crowd with Jesus said. They said, be quiet. Now this doesn't make sense. We want to introduce Jesus to everyone, and yet sometimes we get so into our own agenda that we forget the ones that need him. You see, I picture this crowd around Jesus. I picture them as the church. We're the followers of Jesus, right? That's us. The followers of Jesus. But sometimes the church blocks Jesus from going where he wants to go. We do that by keeping him enclosed in our church building.
我们就把耶稣锁在这个教会里面。
We want to make sure that he shows up at church on Sunday. And so we worship on Sunday. We study the Bible on Sunday. We pray on Sunday. But what about when we go to work? That's where all the people are. They need Jesus so badly. And yet we've kept him in our church
building.
So before we become too critical of these people, we need to understand this is the way we've acted many times ourselves. So Jesus stopped. And he commanded the man to be brought near him. Jesus has his own agenda. He wants to help the hurting. And so he says, bring the man over. And in verse 41, he says to the man, what do you want me to do for you? Now this is a very interesting response. Excuse me, the man has been sitting by the road begging. If you're sitting by the road begging, what are you asking for? Usually food or money, right? Give me some money or give me some food. But he says, Lord, I want to receive my sight. He lost his concern for money. He lost his concern for food. And now he only wants his sight. Now I know that oftentimes, when Jesus comes to us,
he
says, what do you want? We're asking for real little things. He's able to give very big things. Don't ask him for lunch money if you need $1 million. See? Don't ask him for lunch money if you need far more than lunch. So this man was begging, and he'd ask me for some money, but he asked Jesus for his sight. Now because Jesus is here today, is that right? Because Jesus is here today, we can ask him for whatever we need. And because Jesus is in your workplace, you can ask him for what you need. And because Jesus lives in your home, he will come and give you what you need in your family. And so verse 42, Jesus said, receive your sight. Your faith has made you whole. And so when Jesus came to town, he first sought out the poorest man. The crowd did not want him, but Jesus did. Now, are there any poor people here in San Jose? Yeah? If Jesus came to this city, and he drove down the street, and he saw the man standing at the corner with the sign up, said, we'll work for food, would Jesus love the man? Sure. He loves the poor. He tells us we need to care for the poor. That's a part of our mandate in Jesus. Maybe you're one of the poor. Those of you who are listening to me, Jesus cares about you. And he's going to take care of you. Now watch what happens here. The next verse says, as soon as the man received sight, He began to glorify God. And now the crowd that is with Jesus welcome him. They didn't want him when he was blind. But now they want him. Something happened. When Jesus said, I care about you, the crowd also said, we care about you. So we need to find the people that Jesus cares about. And we need to start loving them. But then we come to chapter 19. And now it says Jesus comes into Jericho. And there was a rich man there. Verse 2 says his name was Zacchaeus. He was a tax collector, and he was very rich. So watch what Jesus did when he came to town. He found a poor man, and he found a rich man. Now I ask you, if there were any poor in our city, we all agreed, yeah. Do you know any of the poor people in your city? Do you know some of them? What about this? Are there any rich people in our city? Yeah, there's some very rich people. Do we know the rich ones? We do. Let's think about what city do you live in? How many of you live in Milpitas? Anybody live in Milpitas? Anybody live in San Jose? Anybody live in Saratoga? Okay, anybody live in Los Altos? Santa Clara?
Santa Clara, you know.
Los Angeles? I don't know. I'm covering all the cities I can think of. What city do you live in? In Sunnyvale. How many of you live in Sunnyvale? Okay. Okay, let's ask this. Do you know the richest man in Sunnyvale?
Not personally, but I know of him.
You know who the richest man is? All right. I'm impressed because I don't know who it is. But here's what I'm thinking. We should know the rich people. Because Jesus cares about them like he cares about the poor people. We should know them. We should think about how we're going to impact them for the gospel. We should get a strategy. I want to tell you something. The strategy has to include business. Because that's where you find the rich people. They're either in business, or they were in business, or they want to buy your business, but they're living in the world of business. And if we're going to reach them, I believe Jesus is giving us a strategy right here. Think about two groups. The rich and the poor. Now I want to watch you how this works. I want to show you how this works. When the poor man came to Jesus, he needed food, he needed money, Jesus gave him neither. Instead, he gave him sight. But when Jesus met Zacchaeus, the man who had money, he said to him, I want you to take half of your money and give it to the poor. You see it here? Verse number 8, Zacchaeus stood up and said, Lord, I'll give half my goods to the poor. Now, I believe Jesus told him that. It doesn't say he told him that. But being around Jesus changes your priorities. And when you spend a little time around Jesus, you start thinking differently about your money. So Jesus went to this man.
所以耶稣就来到这个人。
Now the church, or the group that was with Jesus,
当这个教会就好比说这群人跟着耶稣这群人
didn't want him to meet with the poor man,
不要耶稣跟这个贫穷在一起
and doesn't want him to meet with the rich man.
然后也不要他见到这个这个财主
when Jesus started to meet the rich man,
当耶稣碰到这个财主的时候
His followers saw it and they complained. Verse
7.
They said, he's gone to dinner with a man who is a sinner. And they thought that was bad. Now, I have a problem. I've been a Christian so long. I've been a pastor for so long. I have a lot of friends. I have friends all over the world.
我的朋友，这是在全世界。
But I don't have very many sinner friends.
但是我没有很多罪人的朋友。
All my friends are Christians.
所有的朋友都是基督徒。
I've got Christian friends in Taiwan.
我有基督徒朋友在台湾。
In Singapore.
在新加坡。
In Malaysia.
在马来西亚。
In Kenya.
在这个。
In Ghana.
在非洲。
Guatemala.
在南美。
But I don't have any of these sinner friends.
但是我没有罪人的朋友。
So you need to pray for me.
所以你们要为我祷告。
I need some more sinner friends.
我必须要更多朋友是罪人。
See, this is what happens to pastors.
所以就是这个牧师碰到一个问题。
Pastors spend all their time in the church.
因为牧师花这么多时间都在教会。
With all the church people.
都跟教会人在一起。
They have a lot of friends.
他们有很多的朋友。
But they're all Christians.
但是他们全部都是基督徒。
But those of you that go to work every day.
但是你们这些在职场工作的人。
You have sinner friends.
你有朋友是罪人。
Right?
是吗?
You work with them every day.
你每天跟他们在一起工作。
You sit next to them.
你跟他们坐在。
You have lunch with them.
跟他一起吃饭。
You greet them in the morning.
你们早上跟他们打招呼。
How are you doing?
问你好不好。
How was your weekend?
问他们这个。
Your weekend was full of the glory of God.
你的这个周日假期是充满了神的荣耀。
In their weekend, they never thought about God.
但是他们的周日假期没有，从来没有想到神。
But they are your friends.
但是他们是你的朋友。
Because God put you in the same place.
神把你放在跟他们在一起。
You have a much greater opportunity to win people to Christ than the pastor does.
你有这个传福音的机会比牧师还更多。
Because the pastor is like me.
因为像牧师像我。
We don't have any sinner friends.
我没有朋友是罪人。
I've been praying for sinner friends.
我一直祷告，希望有朋友是罪人。
I said, Lord, bring me some friends who are not Christians.
我就说神啊，求你把那些没有信主的人带到我面前来。
Now, why would I pray that?
我怎么要这样祷告呢？
Because I want to impact their lives.
因为我要希望带一个在生命中的一个改变。
I love hanging around with my Christian friends.
我非常喜欢跟我基督徒的朋友在一起。
I'll have dinner tonight with Pastor Herbert.
然后今天晚上要跟胡牧师在一起吃晚餐。
And we'll have a good time.
要在一起这个分享。
But I won't win him to Christ.
但是我没有办法把他带来信主，他已经
信主。He won't win me to Christ.
没办法要。
We'll just fellowship.
信主，我们只能够团契。
Maybe something will happen for the kingdom.
或许有什么事情属灵会发生在神的国度。
We'll have a good time.
会有很好的时光在一起。
But I need some friends that are not yet Christians.
但是不过我需要更多朋友是还没信主的。
This is what Jesus did.
这是耶稣所做的事。
I think he enjoyed hanging around.
我相信耶稣很喜欢跟这些罪人在一起。
You know what I'm talking about?
你知道我在讲什么吗？
One of my pastor friends.
我一个牧师的朋友。
Told me this story.
告诉我这个故事。
He lived down in Texas.
他住在德州。
He said, I was reading this passage,
他说当我读到这一段经节的时候
and I realized I wasn't like Jesus.
我就发现我不像耶稣一样。
Jesus had friends that were sinners.
因为耶稣他有朋友是罪人。
So he said, I sent out an invitation to my neighborhood.
所以我就开始发请帖给我的这个邻居们。
12 of my neighbors.
我十二个邻居们。
I said, I want you to come to my house for a barbecue.
我就邀请他到我家来烤肉。
Just the guys.
只有男士们。
Come over for a barbecue.
来烤肉，一起烤肉。
It was a bring your own beef barbecue.
就是带你个人带你自己牛肉到我家来烤肉的烤肉。
He said it was all guys.
他说他跟我分享说全部都是男士们。
They all brought meat.
他们全部个人都带自己的牛肉。
He said there was not a salad in sight.
每一个都带牛肉，也没有带这沙拉过来。
So they came.
所以他们就来了。
And so we cooked the meat.
所以我们就。
And we ate. And then I said to them, let me tell you why I invited you over. And they said, oh, we knew this was coming.
他们讲说，我们猜，可能就早就猜到。
We all know you're a preacher.
我们知道你是一个传道人。
Now you're going to do something.
我们知道你现在又要开始讲了。
No, this is different.
他说没有没有没有，这个。
He said, I realize that even though I'm a preacher,
我知道说，虽然说我是一个传道人
，I'm not much like Jesus.
我不像耶稣那样子。
Because Jesus had friends who were sinners.
因为耶稣他有朋友是罪人。
And I don't have any.
但我没有。
I've invited you here tonight to ask you if you would be my sinner friend. And they said, you need a friend that's a sinner? Hey, I'm the best sinner in town. He said, they were giving me high five. I'll be your sinner friend.
And
you need a friend that's a sinner? I could do that. So I said, these guys became my friends. So suddenly I have 12 new friends. None of them were Christians. None of them were raised in the church. There were no ex-deacons or ex-elders or ex-pastors in the group. But he said that only worked for a while. Because in a short period of time, they all got saved. He said, we started a new church.
With
just us. And he said, I had to move. To go find some more sinner friends. My whole neighborhood became Christian. And I realized if I moved to a new neighborhood, I could win a new neighborhood to Christ. We need to start thinking like Jesus. So if he comes to your town, he may come for the poor or the rich. He's equally concerned for both. And if we're going to be like Jesus, we need to be the same way. We need to know the poor. We need to be friends with the poor. And we need to know the rich. We need to be friends with the rich. Let me add something to that. We're not going to win the rich unless some of you become rich. Some of you are going to have to become multimillionaires to do this. I don't know if we have any volunteers. But we're going to need some. You take a break from writing notes to raise your hand on that one. Pray for you. You see, think about it. If you see a poor man, you could go identify with him. But if you think about the very rich, if you have to drive into their neighborhood, they won't even listen to you. But if you live in their neighborhood, then they will listen to you. So some of you need to buy some new houses. So he can become rich. And then all of us could touch the rich. You know, I almost joke about that, but I am very serious. The very, very rich are not going to listen to you unless you have something that would put you on a par with them. So some of you need to make a lot of money. Not just for the sake of the money, but for influence. Influence through your money will allow you to speak to the rich. Now that's not the call for all of us. I'm sorry, not all of us are going to become millionaires.
很抱歉的是说, 并不是我们每一个人都能当百万富翁。
Some of us will just barely get by.
有些我们的, 这个生活都有点困难。
But we're still going to do whatever God asks us to do.
但是我们仍然要去做神要我们做的事。
See, I've changed my prayer.
我已经改变了我祷告的方式。
About how much money I want.
就是说祷告要多少钱。
I said, Lord, give me enough money.
我说神啊，你赐给我足够我用的。
To do what you ask me to do.
去完成你要我做的事。
I don't need any more than that.
我不需要再更多。
I don't need any less than that.
我不需要更少。
If you tell me to do something,
如果你要我去做某件事情,
I want to be obedient.
我要顺服你。
So I need enough money to do whatever you ask me to do.
你就提供我足够的钱, 不多也不少。
Now, here's how I learned that.
这是我如何学习到的。
I do a lot of traveling.
因为常常旅行。
Spend a lot of time on airplanes.
我花很多时间在飞机上面。
And I got to thinking about how many hours I waste in airports.
我就想说在机场我浪费了多少时光。
I got to wait 2 hours for this flight and 3 hours for that flight.
因为常常要在机场等2个钟头、3个钟头。
And I started adding up those hours.
我就开始算一下这些时间。
And then I started thinking about how much my time is worth each hour.
我就开始想这些每一个时钟时间是多价值多少。
I said, Lord, we're wasting a lot of time.
所以我就说主啊，我发现我自己好像在浪费很多时间。
Maybe you would give me my own airplane.
我说啊，可不可以你赐给我一架我自己的私人飞机呢？
And then I went to Canada.
所以我就飞到加拿大去。
And I was at a conference in Canada.
我就到加拿大参加一个特会。
And they said, we're really glad you came.
他们就说，我欢迎你们来到我们当中。
And I said, well, I'm glad to be here. But why do you say that?
所以我说，我非常乐意到这里，但是你为什么说这句话呢？
They said, well, we invited two of you.
他说，我们邀请了两位。
We invited you and you said yes.
我们邀请你来，你就答应我。
We invited the other man and he said yes.
那另外一个弟兄他也说好要来。
But you told us we need to buy you an airplane ticket.
所以那你告诉我们说要为你买这个机票。
It was like $300.
是价值300块的机票。
The other man said, I'll fly up on my own plane.
但是另外一个人他说我自己飞，用自己的飞机飞来。
It's a 6 hour flight up.
这是花6个钟头飞来这儿。
And it's a 6 hour flight back.
要回去，回主也是6个钟头。
So you need to pay for 12 hours in my plane.
所以你要这个花钱呢，付这12个钟头。
And my plane costs $1,500 an hour.
那我的飞机呢，就是每个钟头价值1500块。
So my airfare will be.
所以我的机票钱呢，就等于
12 times
1500. 12乘以1500元。
And they said to me, we're glad you came.
所以他们说我们非常高兴你来。
For $300.
只花了300块美金。
And I thought, I don't need my own airplane.
所以我在想我不需要我自己私人飞机。
If I had my own airplane,
若我有自己的私人飞机,
I wouldn't be able to go to that place.
我就没办法飞到那去。
I would have said no.
我可能就拒绝他了。
Can't afford it.
我没办法。
The plane's too much.
因为这个飞机太贵了。
So here's my prayer now.
所以我就改变我的祷告的内容。
I'm not praying, Lord, give me an airplane.
我就不再祷告说神啊，你赐给我一架飞机。
I'm praying, Lord, give Jerry an airplane and let me use it.
祷告说，请让Jerry弟兄有一架飞机，让我可以坐他的飞机。
Because if he has an airplane,
因为如果他有飞机的话,
he won't need it every day.
他不用每天飞啊,
he'll just be sitting at the airport.
他可能这个飞机放在机棚里面啊,
and if he can afford the airplane,
如果他有足够的钱去买,
then he can afford to fly me anywhere.
他可以花钱让我飞到全世界任何一个地方。
And he'll say, Pastor Rich,
他就可以说, Pastor 牧师你, 你就,
you need to go to Florida?
你需要到这个Florida吗?
My airplane will take you.
我的机飞机就可以带你。
So that's what I pray now.
这是我的祷告是这样子的祷告。
I'm not asking for an airplane for me.
我就跟神要一架飞机。
I don't need it.
我不需要。
I'm asking an airplane for you.
我就跟神求神赐给你一架飞机。
Okay? So if you want your airplane,
如果你要飞机的话,
just remember me.
要记得我, 你不要忘了我。
If you get your airplane, you remember. Who was that guy talking to us? Was Saturday afternoon? Hallelujah. One of my friends said, what are you doing tomorrow? I said, I'm teaching.
He
said, what are you teaching? I said, I'm teaching at a seminary. On Saturday? Yeah, from 1 to 6. They said, who would come? I said, people that really want to be there. That's true, isn't it?
是不是真的？
If you don't want to be here, you don't come on Saturday.
你就不会在礼拜六来这里听。
But we're here because we want what God is going to give us.
是因为我们要神所要给我们的。
Amen.
Amen.
Now, Jesus spent some time with Zacchaeus.
So, 耶稣花的时间与
impacted him.
就影响了他。
Impacted his money.
影响了他的经济。
And then Jesus said, Today salvation has come to your house. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. We talked about that last week. Jesus said to Zacchaeus, I want to restore everything that was lost. Not just your soul, but everything that was lost. And we know he lost relationship. He lost the understanding of his work. We studied this in Genesis 2 and 3 last week. Jesus wants to redeem it all. And then in that context, he tells the parable. Now I spent all that time to introduce you to this parable. And the parable starts in verse 11. A parable was one of Jesus' favorite ways of teaching. He loved to tell stories. Now this particular story is about business. We know that because in verse 13 he says, Do business till I come. So the story goes like this. A man goes into a far country to get a kingdom and to return. Let's put that into our language, maybe that we can understand. A certain businessman who owns a huge conglomerate decides to go to Switzerland to buy a new company. He heard that there was a new business for sale. And that business would enhance his business greatly. He already has a business in Taiwan and San Jose and Shanghai.
在台湾, 在San Jose, 在上海,
but he needs one in Switzerland. So he goes away. But before he goes, he calls in his 10 chief vice presidents, and he says, I'm going to be gone for a period of time. Now while I'm gone, I want you to take care of the business. I'm going to give you operating capital so that you can do business while I'm gone. I expect this business to continue while I'm gone. Now it says here in verse 13 that he called in 10 of these vice presidents and he delivered to each of them the same amount of money. It's called a mina, and a mina is equal to 3 months' wages. So he calls in his servants and he gives them this amount of money and he says to them, here's your operating capital. While I'm gone, do business. Now if your boss says to you, here's some money, do business, what do you think it means? What does it mean to you? Well, it doesn't mean take the money home and hide it under your mattress. It doesn't mean to take the money to the bank and put it away at 2% interest. It really means invest it. Use it wisely. Make it grow. We want this money to be bigger when I come back than it is right now.
就是让这个钱呢能够增值，在我回来
之前。
So if you're in the real estate business, buy some real estate.
如果你在做房地产的职业里面，你就买。
If you're in the software business, sell some more software.
你若在做软体的职业里面，就去卖一些软体。
If whatever your business is,
不管你的做的行业是什么
，invest it.
就要去投资。
So it says he went away. He bought the company. When he came back, came to each of his vice presidents. He said, how did you do? Now let's think about it. Just see, there were 10 of them, so we're going to do 1, 2, 3,
4,
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We'll do these two tables and the first three here. And there's our 10. Now each of you get the same amount of money. The boss says, here it is. I'll be gone for a few months. When I come back, give me an accounting of the money. And then he went. He comes back. And he says to the first one, that'll be you. You're the first one. What is your name?
请问你名字?
Johnny?
Chai.
Chai.
I'm going to call you Rich in a minute.
Okay, now see,
my name is Rich, but in this story you're about to become rich. So, the boss goes away, and he comes back, he says, how do we do? And you say, Master, your mina has earned 10 more. Now that's a very good return on investment. Some of you business people think about this. If you have one, and it grows to 10, what is the percentage growth on that? No, that's not 100%. If one grows to 2, that's 100%. It's 1,000%. He's earning now 1,000% on his money. And I want to invest everything I have with you. Because if you're that smart, you're smarter than anybody else in the business world. And then the Lord says to him, because you've done that, look at your Bible here.
It
says, because you've done that, you were faithful in the little, which is money, I'm going to give you authority over 10 cities. Look at your Bible. Is that what it says? I'm going to give you authority over your city. Now when I said to you earlier, if we're going to touch the rich, some of you need to become rich, because when you get rich, there is an authority that comes with that, an authority that will allow you to touch your entire city, plus 9 more cities besides. Alright, now the 10 that are here right now, now there's 20 or so of us in here, let's say the 10 that are here, you get 10 cities, you get 10 cities, you get 10 cities, you get 10 cities, you get 10 cities. See, just between the 10 of us, we get 100 cities. In the Bay Area of California, from Marin County above San Francisco, down through San Francisco and Oakland, down to San Jose and on down to Gilroy, and on to Monterey and Carmel, there are 100 cities. 100. How are we going to reach this huge area of 6 million people with just 10 of us who take our money? God, how do you want me to invest it? The blessing of God lands on it. Our one becomes 10. And God says, now I can trust you. Not just with money.
不只是在金钱上面信任你。
But I'm going to trust you with cities.
我要赐给你这个城市、都市。
See, when I start talking to people about money,
当我提到这个金钱方面的事，
half the people miss the point.
一半的人听就听不懂。
They think I just want to talk about money.
他们认为说我只是要讲到钱的。
Quite honestly, I don't care about money.
但是如果真实来讲，我真的不在乎这些钱的事情。
But I care greatly about cities.
但是我非常的关心这些城市、都市。
And I know.
那我也知道。
If we can succeed financially,
如果我们在经济上面成功的话，
under the blessing of God,
在神的祝福下，
He's going to give me authority in my city.
他要赐给我们权柄，就是在都市上面的权柄。
Amen.
Amen.
So if we just start thinking cities,
但是如果我们开始去想有关城市的事情，
I want you each to just name a city right now.
让你们每一个人想，
I want you to turn to the person next to you,
跟你的邻居，跟你旁边坐的人，
and start naming cities you're going to claim.
开始想你要为神夺取哪些。
You start saying, okay, if this is going to happen,
所以您开始想说，如果
then I want this city and this city and this one and this one.
这个城市，这个都市。
Turn to the person next to you.
就你们就转过来。
You should be able to come up with 20 cities between you.
同学呢，就分享，就是每一个讲。
Start saying them. All right.
应该会有二十座。
We got San Jose.
Okay. Palo Alto.
Palo Alto. And I'll say.
Berkeley.
Berkeley. And New York City. I'm going for Chicago too.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. New York.
Yeah.
Let's see. Did I say
Oakland? No. Oakland's good.
Fremont.
San Francisco. Fremont. Milpitas.
Los Gatos.
Los Altos.
Yeah. And Minnesota. Minneapolis.
Minneapolis. Absolutely. Atlanta.
Okay.
I'm going for Calgary, Canada as well.
Okay. All right, Toronto.
Toronto. All right.
A little bit Toronto.
There you go. Toronto, yeah. And Vancouver.
Okay.
We better get Vancouver.
Yeah.
Okay, did you name some cities? Did you name? How many of you named a city in the United States?
All
right. How many of you named a city somewhere in Asia? Okay, what Asian cities did we name? Any city?
Taipei.
Taipei? Yeah.
Shanghai.
Tainan.
Hong Kong.
Kaohsiung.
Okay.
Beijing.
Okay.
Jiayi.
Okay.
Did anybody name any cities in Europe?
在欧洲的城市有没有提到?
Paris, good. Did anybody name any cities in Africa?
你们提到非洲的城呢?
Captain.
Which one?
Cape Town.
Oh, it's a beautiful place.
Okay. 非洲的 Cape Town.
I want to be the one that's sent to Cape Town.
我希望被差派到 Cape Town 这个非洲这个城。
In 3 weeks, I go to Nairobi, Kenya.
我在三个礼拜就会到这个。
And Accra, Ghana.
在这个非洲的这两个国家，
those are two of my cities.
这两个城市，
on my list of 10 cities,
在十座城里面，
I'm pouring my life into those two in Africa.
我有里面有两座城市在非洲，
I'm pouring my life into a city in Canada.
我也有一个负担在加拿大的一座城， which is
Calgary, Canada. See, because I've got cities on my heart. And here's what I believe. God can use me to touch someone in those cities to raise them up to the place where they can change their entire nation. We have enough power right here to impact the entire Bay Area. We got enough right here in this room to impact the entire Bay Area. By the time we all get together with our friends at church tomorrow, we'll have enough people to impact all of the United States. Just out of our churches right here.
就只有单单就说从我们教会开始。
Maybe all of China.
或许是全中国都可以影响。
A lot of cities in China.
很多的城市在中国。
But you see, when you start multiplying by 10,
但是如果这样十倍的增加的时候,
this is powerful.
是充满了很大的能力。
We can do it.
我们可以去做。
So the strategy,
所以这个策略呢,
for reaching the city,
要去震撼这些城
市, is to do business.
就是做生意。
That's what Jesus says, verse 13.
耶稣所说的第十四节,
do business till I come.
做生意直到我再来。
And when you do business right,
那你做对的生意呢?
Then I'm going to give you authority.
我要赐给你权柄。
In your city.
在你的城市里。
Now, authority,
那权柄呢?
It's the same kind of authority that you would have if you were the government leader of the city.
就好比说你就是这个城市的市长一样的这种权
柄。It's like God will give you the authority of the mayor of the city.
就好比神给你这个市长的权柄一样。
You don't have to have the position of mayor.
你不需要有这个市长的职分。
You're going to have the authority of a mayor.
但是却能够有这个市长的权柄一样。
And I found an interesting thing about God's authority.
我就想就找到在神的权柄里面。
He just gives it out to whoever he wants to.
他就给所有要的人。
You don't have to have a position to have authority.
你不需要有一个职位才能够得到这个权柄。
You just have authority.
你就只会就是会给你这个权柄。
You can be poor and have authority.
你可能贫穷但是有权柄。
Or you can be rich and not have authority.
你可能有很富有但是缺乏权柄。
It's God's authority.
这是神所给的权柄。
And I love it when you begin to see it.
但非常喜爱当看到的时候。
A person with that kind of authority.
你看到这个人有这个权柄的时候。
They walk into a room.
他们一走进这个教室一个这个房间里面。
And everybody says, "Who's that?"
所有人就会问说这个人是谁。
Just because of authority.
因为会感觉到这个人身上有带着权柄。
You know some people like that?
你有认识这样子的人吗？
When they walk in.
他们一走进来。
It's just because of godly authority.
神的能这个权柄在他身上你感觉得到。
And that's what God wants to give to you.
是说神所要给你们当中所有的每一个。
A godly authority.
是神所给的权柄。
So that we can reach our cities.
使我们可以触摸这个城市。
So he says, I'll give you authority over 10 cities.
所以他说我赐给你权柄，有能够管。
Now I want to make sure you understand that there's a difference between ability and authority. Some of you think, I don't know how to win my neighbors to Christ. How could I do an entire city? Ability is what you would do in your own strength.
能力是靠着你自己去做的事情。
Authority is what God wants to do through you.
权柄呢是神要借着你所完成的事。
Totally different.
是完全不一样的东西。
When I was 19 years of age,
当我19岁的时候,
God called me to be a preacher.
神就呼召我做一个传道人。
So I knew I was called to preach.
对，我知道说神要我做传道。
Went to college.
我就去大学读大学。
Took a speech class.
就去学这个演讲。
And my speech teacher.
对，我那时候演讲的课的老师。
Said, Rich, you should find a career that doesn't involve public speaking.
他就劝告我说，你应该找一个职业是不用讲在公众面前讲。
You're not cut out for public speaking.
没有办法演讲。
You don't know how to talk in public.
你知道如何在公众面前、大众面前讲。
If you listen to your classmates, they know how, but you don't know how.
你如果听你的其他同学，他们知道如何演讲，但是你不会演讲。
But God had called me to preach.
但是神呼召我做传道人。
And if you're going to preach, you've got to speak.
如果你要做传道人，你就要传道，就要演讲。
But it wasn't my natural ability that God called me with.
但是并不是我天然的能力，神才来呼召我。
He said, "If you will obey me,"
他是说你若
I will give you authority.
我就赐给你权柄。
So now, 40 years later.
这经过40年以后。
42 years later.
42年以后。
I've been speaking almost every day.
我几乎每一天都在讲演讲。
Not based on ability.
并不是根据我的能力。
Based on authority.
乃是靠着神给我的权柄。
You need to understand that.
你需要了解这件事。
When God asks you to do something,
当神要求你做一件事的时候，
He gives you His authority.
他也赐给你权柄。
That's all you need.
这也就是你所需要的。
His authority is enough.
事情就是他的权柄。
Amen.
Amen.
The anointing of God connects itself to authority.
所以神的恩膏也跟着这个权柄一起连接在一起。
Last week we were talking about the anointing.
所以上个礼拜我们提到这恩膏。
Remember we studied that verse in 1 John chapter 2.
我们就是有提到这个约翰一书。
It says the anointing that you have.
所在你里面的恩膏。
It lives in you.
住在你里面。
Anointing
恩膏
attaches to authority.
恩膏跟这个权柄
not to ability.
不是你的能力连在一起。
God will give you whatever ability you need.
神会赐给你所需要的能力。
But it comes through His authority.
但是是借着他的权柄而来的。
So here's the purpose of your success.
对，就是你成功的。
I said some of you need to get wealthy.
我刚才提到说，你们当中必须要成为富有的人。
Here's the purpose.
这个目的呢，就是
authority in your city.
是给你在这个都市里面有权柄。
Concern for the poor.
能要去关怀这些贫穷的人。
Concern for the rich.
也是同样关怀这些富有的。
Because we cannot reach our cities.
因为我们没有办法去触摸这个城市。
Without the workplace community getting involved.
除非这个职场的地方被改变。
So our job,
所以我们的工作呢,
is to bring about a change in the spiritual climate.
要先在属灵的阶层上面有带出一个改变。
In your city.
在你的城市里。
Amen?
Amen.
Okay, we're going to take our first break.
我们要有第一次的休息。
And we'll see you back here in, how long is the break?
这个休息。
10 minute break.
10 minute, okay.
How long is a 10 minute break here?
这里的十分钟有多久呢?
How long is a 10 minute break?
这里的十分钟到底是有多久呢?
About 10 minutes or 15 or whatever.
差不多15分钟呢?
Okay, we'll try to be back.